Hello, my name is Rick Pearson. Welcome to Prophecy USA, a program specifically designed to unveil the hidden mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy. Jeremiah prophesied that Babylon would be a golden cup in the hand of the Lord. But does that have anything to do with the golden age of America? Stay tuned. You're about to find out. Folks, we'd like to remind you that for those of you who want to take a deeper dive into this Bible, we have a prophecy podcast show every Thursday at 7 p.m. with live chat. Feel free to come and join us at rickpearson.com. And for those of you who have friends or loved ones who just can't understand that America's in the Bible, we've designed a special website that will give them free access to our 12 TV shows specifically designed to explain all 53 biblical descriptions that America has already fulfilled. And we have an abundance of Bible research available on that website, including frequently asked questions that debunk every traditional teaching that has misinformed believers for 500 years concerning who Babylon the Great of the latter days is. We even provide the top 10 excuses why people think America's not in the Bible. And this is all provided freely because of the generous gifts of our partners. So should you want to help us freely distribute this latter-day message, please feel free to partner with us and send your friends or your loved ones to our site. It's absolutely free, and it's there for the very purpose of sharing the message. Well, President Trump has proclaimed that we are entering in the golden age of America. And within that golden age proclamation, the first 100 days of the administration reversed hundreds of Biden executive orders coming so fast that the media could barely keep up, unleashing oil production, the rebuilding of pipelines, thousands of acres of government land being opened for oil leases, even geographical changes in maps, with the Gulf of Mexico being renamed the Gulf of America, the repositioning of the Panama Canal's legal agreements with America, thwarting China's dominance of the trade route. Of course, the controversial comments of Greenland possibly being purchased by America and suggesting that Canada become the 51st state has never even been heard of before. And to most people, the possible changes and concepts of the golden age of America are nothing short of mind-boggling. But is there something happening that Scripture foretold? Is there a pattern taking place in America that might actually be complementing what Scripture has foreshadowed concerning America? Is God's hand moving in a way preparing her for more prophecies to be fulfilled? Jeremiah 51 says, Babylon hath been a golden cup in the hand of the Lord. You know, the people of America under a landmark election or popular vote has made an incredible statement. The main populace have rejected the woke agenda of our modern era. Gone, at least for the time being, is the drag queens within U.S. schools and libraries. Gone is men within women's sports. The global elite's existential threat of climate change is being laughed at by many right now. Globalists who've worked for decades to infiltrate U.S. court system and secularize universities are now being exposed for what they are: corrupt, bureaucratic ideologues supported by globalist billionaires whose concern for their own wealth and power far exceeds their concern for the people of the country. Their global initiatives to sustain the planet are more concerned with sustaining their power, exploiting the masses, and forming a one-world totalitarian government where they are gods and people can serve them instead of them serving people. Within America, and even around the world, we hear the outlandish voices of what Marxist political jargon have called useful idiots. This term was used by the Soviets for people in the West who were sympathetic towards their communist causes. Today, it could be assigned to those who are literally making a living protesting for a world gone woke. They will destroy buildings, burn cars, stand on the streets screaming profanities anywhere and at anyone who does not embrace their anti-biblical mindset. Proudly embracing multiple gender ideology, climate change, carbon tax initiatives, and social justice reforms, trying to disable the country through riots and protests, a left-leaning media protests their efforts by showcasing anti-Semitic peace protesters who burn the American flag chanting death to Israel in America. There is a great divide within our culture right now. However, within all this mess, there is a remnant who hold fast to the traditional concepts of what's in this Bible, of a man and a woman, holy matrimony, a family, the concept that America was founded as one nation under God, and whose money declares, "In God we trust." The cultural battle within America and Canada is real, but the stakes are much higher than most people realize. The question is the providential covenant nation of America being raised up to be great again in order to fulfill her role in Bible prophecy as Mystery Babylon the Great? And is it possible that the prophetic voices and traditional Christian dogma taught within America, who say America is not in Scripture, are they fulfilling the very prophetic scriptures that they themselves deny? Look what Isaiah said people would say within Babylon. "Thou sayest in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children." It was over 2,600 years ago that Jeremiah warned us that this would happen. "The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you shall consider it perfectly." God is going to execute the thoughts of his heart in the latter days. Folks, the thoughts of God's heart are written in this book we call the Bible. We are in the latter days, and he's already spoken through his major prophets concerning the nation of USA. America is Babylon the Great and has already fulfilled 53 biblical descriptions. Look what he has promised. "You have seen well, for I'm watching over my word to perform it." God is watching over this word to perform it. In other words, concerning the latter days, he's already told us what is coming. We know that the global beast system, we know what they want. But are there modern day prophets and teachers fulfilling what God warned us they would say? Are they telling us what we want to hear or what God's prophets have already said? Jeremiah warns us concerning the modern day prophets who pay no attention to this written word. "I've heard what the prophets said. They prophesy lies in my name. They've dreamed dreams. How long will this be in the hearts of the prophets that prophesy lies? They are prophets of the deceit of their own heart." But what is the deception? What is the false narrative that Jeremiah says is coming in the latter days? Stay tuned, because the answer may shock you.
Donald Trump miraculously dodged a bullet and soon thereafter became the 47th president of the United States of America. King Josiah of ancient Israel miraculously staved off divine judgment and received over 30 years of God's blessing to the nation. But what does President Donald Trump in the here and now have in common with King Josiah of the then and there? Prophecy USA is proud to present their latest book, America's Josiah Moment, an end-time reprieve of things to come. Let us unveil to you what millions are discovering. The United States of America is more than an experiment in democracy. She is a fulfillment of divine proclamation. Go to prophecyusa.org or call the number on your screen now. And for just $25, receive your copy of this powerful book and help us spread the word. We are waiting to hear from you.
Welcome back, folks. You know, when the prophets of the Old Testament gave their prophecies concerning judgment of the nations, they were rejected then. But are they being rejected now? According to Jeremiah, there would be one major reason that latter-day prophets would be deceived. And don't be fooled. The word prophet is defined as a person sent by God to teach the people and give them a message from God. So when Jeremiah says prophets, he's also including those who teach God's word. But why would prophets or teachers want to deviate from the word of God? Jeremiah tells us in chapter 23, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Now, when scripture talks about Baal, it's referring to a spiritual mindset founded upon money and power. Isaiah and Jeremiah were both martyred for prophesying the destruction of Israel and Judah. Their words were not appealing to those in power. Prophets and teachers who bring you a false narrative will always declare what people want to hear instead of what God's word has already said. But why is that? Sometimes God's sure word of prophecy doesn't sell well. So what is happening to America that is foreshadowing prophetic scripture that just doesn't sell well? Are we mysteriously being prepared for something that is hidden from the masses and even from the prophecy teachers? Why on earth would America be talking about acquiring Greenland or restructuring the contract agreements that were made with the Panama Canal? You know, in the construction of the canal, the USA lost over 5,000 American lives, only to have President Jimmy Carter realign it back into Panama's hands, which has been acquired by the Chinese CPP corporations. But is it strictly to make money? The BBC reports this: a wealth of potentially useful strategic information on ships passing through the waterway flows through these ports. There is an increasing geopolitical tension of economic nature between the U.S. and China. Mr. Berg goes on to say that kind of information regarding cargo would be very useful in the event of a supply chain war. Now, since the Trump administration came into office, the Chinese holdings and ports have been sold to the U.S. conglomerate BlackRock, thus putting it back into what appears to be U.S. shareholders' hands. So the bottom line is, not only for financial reasons America wants the canal, but to avoid a supply chain war should China decide to hurt the USA. But what about Greenland? Why is the USA concerned about Greenland? Look at this global map of Greenland's position. The Center for Strategic International Studies report the following. The shortest route for a Russian ballistic missile to reach the continental United States would be via Greenland and the North Pole. To mitigate this threat, the United States and Denmark maintain decades-old defense agreements, which performs critical missile warning, missile defense, and space surveillance missions. The concept of acquiring Greenland is not a financial decision. It's a strategic defense initiative should Russia decide to attack America. Insane, you might think? Well, not according to modern-day Russia. As early as July 2025, Newsweek and multiple media reported this. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said Moscow should consider launching preemptive strikes against the West as the U.S. and its NATO allies ratchet up defensive support for Ukraine. Could this proclamation be the mindset behind what Isaiah referenced concerning the destruction of Babylon? Are these warning signs that are being declared and decreed toward America before they someday become a reality? Why aren't modern-day prophecy teachers and prophets quoting these scriptures? Is it a word people don't want to hear, or is it something that God has already said, or perhaps both? Therefore shall evil come upon thee, Babylon. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Meanwhile, north of the U.S. border lies Canada. Now, many Canadians were infuriated by Donald Trump's statement to the former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau concerning making Canada a 51st state. However, since that time, Trudeau has been replaced by Mark Carney. Mr. Carney is a climate change advocate. Anti-fossil fuels, anti-oil, anti-pipeline, and most importantly, comes straight out of the World Economic Forum UN 2030 agenda platform, wanting a one-world government run by billionaires and bankers like himself. Canada is where it is today because of the last 9 years of carbon tax, the Trudeau, Carney, and the World Economic Forum protocol that's been placed on the nation. Canada is the most in debt per capita of all the G7 nations, and that debt is growing daily by design of the World Economic Forum protocol to first destroy a nation's economy and then build back better under Marxist dystopian government rules. This would include central global government controlling, monitoring free speech and private property. In other words, you will own nothing and be happy. Government bureaucrats will control everything and be happier. So what on earth does this have to do with Bible prophecy? Well, to be quite honest, everything. You cannot talk about a godless one-world beast system without looking at the current mindset of geopolitical ideologues. But there's one nation standing in the way of these Marxist, communist, failed dystopian policies: the United States of America and the Judeo-Christian protocol of capitalism, free speech, freedom to worship, and freedom to create your own personal wealth. Let me interpret to you where we are right now on God's prophetic time clock. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, a new world order, 2030 agenda, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These will have one mind. It will be a Marxist, godless, dystopian government. And they will give their power and strength unto the beast. They will make war with the Lamb, Jesus Christ and his kingdom. And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful, the remnant of true believers who are living today. So the question is, where is God in all this? The answer, he's watching over his word to perform it so he can prepare you for things to come. So stay tuned, because the best is yet to come.
The United States leads peace talks with Ukraine and Russia, as well as with Israel and Iran. The United States leads peace talks with the whole Middle East through the Abraham Peace Accords. So why has Saudi Arabia called President Trump the president of the world? The biggest family feud between Abraham's sons Ishmael and Isaac is going to be in the Gog, Magog end time war, which will include all of these nations. So if America is not mentioned in the Bible, why is she leading these end time peace talks? Prophecy USA is proud to present their latest book, America's Josiah Moment, an end-time reprieve of things to come. Go to prophecyusa.org or call the number on your screen now, and for just $25, receive your copy of this powerful book and help us spread the word. We are waiting to hear from you.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about America initiating its golden age of prosperity, which totally lines up with five of her 53 biblical descriptions. And of course, these descriptions must be fulfilled before the rapture and the tribulation begins, because according to the word of God, Babylon must exist before the beast system is given power to rule. Now, as detailed in Daniel 2, 7, Revelation 13, and Revelation 17, 10, before the eighth kingdom or beast system rules, the seventh nation, iconed as a woman in Scripture, must rise up to fulfill her prophetic description before she is deposed by the Antichrist system. Now, one of the arguments we get from people is that America was not even in existence at the time the Bible was written. And that's exactly true. But prophecy deals with three different time sequences: the past, the present, and the future. And as you look at the diagram and compare it with Scripture, the answer is blatantly clear as you examine the time sequences given from 570 BC. Five kingdoms have fallen, past tense. One is, which was Rome, present tense. And one, future tense, is yet to come. And the New Living Translation version literally says the seventh kingdom is yet to come. And of course, the eighth beast system kingdom is still not here, but we're watching it form through the United Nations 2030 agenda, the WEF, AI, and the global monetary system that's soon going to go digital. We just don't know when. However, there are present-day signs that God is giving us. This Lady of Kingdoms will sit on the seven mountains of the earth, just as the seven spikes on Lady Liberty's head was prophetically designed at the time of her creation. Now, here are the five descriptions of the golden cup in the hand of the Lord that the golden age of America is already fulfilling. Babylon is the wealthiest of all nations. Number seven, Babylon trades with the merchants at her seawater ports, engaging in global commerce by sea. Number eight, Babylon trades all 27 products listed in Scripture. Number 10, Babylon makes the merchants of the earth rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Number 11, Babylon has a world currency that dominates the seven mountains of the earth, exercising economic influence over global trade. You know, there are 195 countries represented at the United Nations in the world. The G7 are the top seven industrial advanced countries, of which Canada is the weakest, the USA is the strongest. The G20 are measured by the top 20 GDP nations in population. And USA, as of today, maintains 40% of the world's GDP. As America turns back to God within her laws and statutes, it should invoke God's blessings on the nation. This is found in Deuteronomy 28. If you obey my voice, this is what will happen. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt be in the field. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come up against thee one way, but they'll flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou seest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do. These are the tenets that made America great in the first place. But there is something else that will invoke the blessings of God or provoke his curses, and that is how each nation treats Israel. And I will bless them that bless thee, those who bless Israel, and I will curse him that curses thee, Israel. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So as we watch America fulfill her final chapters as being a golden cup in the hand of the Lord, we also need to heed the warnings of Scripture. If America ever turns her back on Israel, if she ever divides the land, instantaneously, she can become a goat nation. Should the radical left get back in power someday, should those who are marching down the street cursing death to Israel and America get their way, the final warning of the last days is this: I will gather all nations and I will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. The United Nations agenda right now is to divide the land and make a Palestinian state. This comes even while Hamas refuses to release over 40 hostages that they've held for over 2 years, being raped, starved, and tortured in their tunnels. The Trump administration has been standing side by side with Israel and is acting as a sheep nation. Canada, on the other hand, is voting yes on the UN initiative as they blindly disregard the warnings in this book. The soon coming Gog-Magog war will be the transitional stage, not only for America and Canada, but for the world, as concerning blessing and cursing for both goat and sheep nations. The world will watch as God fulfills Ezekiel's words in chapter 38 and 39. That war could be right around the corner, or it could be years away. Nobody knows, but the 54th description of Babylon the Great will definitely be fulfilled within its appointed time in history. So when the war comes, Babylon will be saying within her heart, I sit a queen. I am no widow. I shall see no sorrow. But therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, mourning, and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. And at the same time, the Lord says, call together against the kingdom of Ararat, which is Turkey, Mini and Ashkenaz, which is Russia. Appoint a captain against her. Prepare her the nations with the kings of the Medes, that's Iran. For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitant. Folks, we are living in the last days. God's calling the nations out. The dots are being lined up. It's just a matter of we're waiting for the appointed time for His word to be fulfilled. But we are out of time. I'm so sorry. This is Rick Pearson and Prophecy USA, and we're reminding you, God is in total control. Jesus Christ is alive, and He's coming back much sooner than many people realize. We'll see you next week on Prophecy USA. Shalom.